Parsha Toldo, we have the story of Yaakov coming to get the bracha from Yitzchak. Esav wants the bracha. Yaakov's got to get the bracha from him. So as we know the story, in the dramatic moment, is Yitzchak going to be fooled or not? He says, "Kol kol Yaakov, vayedayim yidei Esav." So the voice is Yaakov's, the hands are Esav. And then what does he do? Look, he doesn't recognize who it is. Vayevarech hato, and he blesses him. So the question is, it's now there's two ways he could identify people from how they feel and how they sound. Why is it that he went after how he feels more than by how he sounds? Yes.
The voice could change, right? Like if like one day I had like a burning or something like that.
Okay. He heard Esav a few minutes before. Remember, Yitzchak sends Esav, "Go bring me food."
But nonetheless, it's still
so
like
in the last 10 minutes, his voice changed.
They're twins. So they could have similar.
Okay, so the minute he's hairy, even though they're twins and their voices are similar, the minute he's hairy, let's go by the hands.
Less reliable.
Less reliable. Okay. All valid suggestions. The Beis HaLevi, when he was envisioning this, again, he wasn't there either. This was how he pictures the event. He wants to consider the possibility that Esav was onto Yaakov. So if Esav is onto Yaakov, what does that mean? He thinks that Yaakov is going to come steal his bracha. By the way, he was right about that. Okay. So if Esav is onto Yaakov, so what plan can Esav come up with in order to make sure that Yitzchak blesses him and not Yaakov? So if imagine you're Esav thinking Yaakov is coming to steal your bracha. What is Yaakov going to do? Yaakov is going to come and pretend he's Esav. How is Yaakov going to pretend he's Esav? Like by talking like Esav. Got it? Really said. He's going to come and pretend he's Esav. How does he have to? He's going to dress up like Esav. Okay, that one they figured out. But he's going to come talking like Esav. Yaakov is going to do his best Esav imitation. So Esav comes to Yitzchak and says, "Listen, you're sending me out to get food. When I come back, I want you to make sure it's me." How are you going to make sure it's me and not Yaakov pretending to be me? I'm going to talk like Yaakov. So if the person comes in and talks like Esav, you'll know it's not me. And Esav knew that Yaakov had a pretty good imitation of him. In fact, when Rivka sends Yaakov, go trick Yitzchak into giving you the bracha, what does Yaakov say? Amar Yaakov, ulay yimosheni avi, what's he afraid? Lo nityari yoter shiakiru al yedei akol. He's not afraid. He says, I'm not as hairy as Esav. You got to cover up my hands. He doesn't say, I can't make my voice sound like Esav. In other words, he can make his voice sound like Esav. All he had to do was cover up his arms to make him hairy like Esav. So he was not concerned about that, and therefore he had no problem going in like Esav. So okay. So then Akol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yidei Esav, what Yaakov did was what's called game theory. If Esav is going to come up with a plan, suspecting that Yaakov is going to come in and follow his voice, copy his voice, and pretend he's Esav. So Esav's plan is, if Esav's onto him, how's Esav going to thwart his plan? He's going to make it that the person who comes in has to be hairy like him and have a voice like Yaakov's. So Yaakov figured that out. So Yaakov comes in just with hairy arms and doesn't have to disguise his own voice. He does his own regular voice. So Yitzchak hears it, says, "Akol kol Yaakov, yedayim yidei Esav, this is whom I'm supposed to bless," and gives him the bracha. Okay, all very creative. Is there any remez or proof to this? So the Beis HaLevi says it comes from Targum Unklus. When Esav comes in and says, "Hey, give me my bracha," he says, "Already gave him your bracha." He says, how does the pasuk say? Ba achicha b'mirma. Your brother came in with trickery.
How do you say?
So, Unklus, how does he translate that? Ba achicha b'chochma. Came in with wisdom. He said, what's the difference between Mirma and Chochma? How is he translating Mirma into Chochma? How is that translation from Hebrew into Aramaic? Their trickery and wisdom aren't the same thing. So he says, no. Mirma would have been making his voice like Esau's. And Esau purposely making his voice like Yaakov's in order to avoid it. Chachma is figuring out that that's what Esau's going to do, and then doing the opposite. And therefore, Mashelo asam Mirma v'diber kegdarko. He didn't trick it. He didn't change his voice. He spoke normally. That can only be defined. Lo yikra Mirma rak Chachma. And then he says, therefore, Esau is actually trapped by his own trying to be a tricker. In other words, had Esau not put this idea into Yitzchak, expect the person coming to you to sound like Yaakov, Yaakov coming and sounding like himself would have been a giveaway. Hakoko Yaakov Yidayim de Esau. Why am I giving this guy the bracha? He's got the wrong voice. It's only because Esau was trying to trick him, and therefore Yaakov was able to be successful. So the only moral lesson I was able to come up with from this, but was that the creativity of his parish here is from trying to really, really envision it. So trying to the story came to life. The rat, speaking only for myself, not the five of you, because based on the answers you gave right now to all my questions, you all thought this through. But for me, I read it through. Okay, so he tricked him and decided, like the thought that he had to come up with, he was trying to trick him, and the whole game theory, and he's out tricking him, and then goes by his original plan, and the reverse psychology, all because to him this is a real story, and this is the way it makes sense to him. The way it makes, because we have an issue. Why is he siding with his feeling, how his arms feel, more than how his voice feels? Okay, if anything, a lot of things feel hairy. I don't know how Esav actually felt, but in other words, the voice, if it really sounds like Yaakov, how good an imitation could Esav really do? So the way he did it, he said, okay, it must have been that he did this and he did that, and he found Targum Unklus, and he found the Ramban to explain that Yaakov wasn't afraid about his voice, he was only afraid about his arms, because Yaakov therefore must have been able to do Esav's voice. So he was able to make this all come to life. And I think that's really an amazing quality when you're reading the Pesukim, that it should be very real to you. These are real people. These are the Maasei Avot Simon Lamanim. We're supposed to be learning from these stories. These stories are supposed to be real to us. And therefore, his trying to recreate and replay the story was what allowed this incredibly creative Chiddush to explain the story.